And God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
What shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 2. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
As it was in the beginning, so it is now in the time that you live in, says the Lord. For signs are now once more happening upon the earth. Old diseases that once were and were fought and cured are arising again. New diseases also shall come, diseases of man's own doing. I have not brought these, man has brought them upon himself. Earthquakes, famines, diseases, says the Lord.
I am a still small voice, says the Lord unto his people. And my heart cries, you might hear my voice, says God. Know my heart, says the Lord. Allow me to comfort you in all areas, that there is no hidden area in your life, that all is exposed unto me.
Yes.
For I cry out.
Concerning the days that are ahead, be not worried about loneliness, for I shall strengthen you. I shall comfort you. I shall go before you and prepare a way. For I need all my trusted servants, all my trusted warriors, who dare stand and speak my word, who flow in the prophetic, who are true watchmen, that fear not the things that they say, the things that I speak unto them. And my word shall flow like a river. Know the mystery of those days, for I am revealing unto you something that has not been revealed. Many shall turn from their wicked ways. Fear not, saith your Father God.
Welcome to all our listeners on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice as his watchman, just like in the biblical times. Yes, I really did hear God's audible voice calling me and telling me to be his watchman. I'll take that anytime over man's ordination. Could you call in a radio check tonight? It's always a blessing to hear from my listener friends. Here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Yes, hearing you loud and clear from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Have a good day. Maranatha, bye.
There, that was easy. Thank you, my friend, there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It will not cost you much to do the same thing, and it only takes seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. Please call 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. Now, according to the UPS tracking online, all of you that have called in for the BK cards have now received something from me in the regular U.S. mail. The BK winner was located in Texas, and he now has his card. But you all should have received something as a gift just for participating. There were not enough callers to give away more than one card, so I sent a few gifts. Now, let's get right into the prophecy news behind the news reports. Soros flunky runs Obama's pro-UN policy. In violation of Barack Obama's promise to run an open and transparent transition to the next administration, an associate of convicted document thief Randy Berger has been secretly meeting with far-left groups under the auspices of the Obama-Biden Transition Project to develop a range of pro-UN policies. These include placing more UN blue helmets on U.S. troops and forcing the U.S. to join the UN's International Criminal Court. Watchman comment. This will fulfill a prophecy I gave at one of our annual prophetic tent camp meetings, always held on July 4th weekend every year, that we would soon see the blue helmets in the USA. It was given in front of about 100 people that night, but unfortunately it was not recorded, so I can't play it for you. You'll just have to believe me. There are 100 people that will. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Continuing, Virginia State takes ConCon stage. There is no question that a new ConCon, or Constitutional Convention, be called. It would be the end of the United States of America as we know it. And our current Constitution and Bill of Rights would be forever altered beyond recognition. The globalists who currently control Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are, no doubt, salivating over the opportunity to officially dismantle Americans' independence and national sovereignty and establish a globalist North American Union. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, King James Version, of course. For this ye know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Continuing, Nassau 2012 Super Sunstorm may cripple U.S. for months. Damages could be trillions from solar perfect storm. A recently released Nassau report warns that the U.S. has forgotten the power of the sun, creating a technological society that is susceptible like never before to massive infrastructure damage from solar storms. According to the report, the U.S. has grown so dependent on modern technologies without the respect of what the sun can do, the U.S. is risking major communications, finance, transportation, government, and even emergency service meltdowns. And if one of the sun's catastrophic storms hits the earth the way that Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. coastline, the reports estimate that damages from the space weather Katrina could top one or even two, not billion, but trillion dollars. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Watchman comment, my. That's going to take quite a bit of prayer, isn't it? Continuing, Christianity is no longer Americans' default faith. For much of America's history, the assumption was that if you were born in America, you would affiliate with a Christian faith. A new worldwide survey, however, indicates that people's views have changed. Overall, 50% of the adults interviewed agreed that Christianity is no longer the faith that Americans automatically accept as their personal faith, while just 44% disagreed and 6% were not sure. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has told you this was coming, and now it's here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Continuing, Obama wants infants to 5 years old plan. Why does the federal government want the infant to 5-year-old children plan in our nation? Have you read the Obama-Biden 0-5 plan? Here are a few quotes from our president-elect. Quote, the 0-5 plan places a key emphasis on early care and education for infants. This is essential for the children to be ready to enter kindergarten. Unquote. Quote, I will create early learning challenge grants to promote state 0-5 efforts to help states move toward voluntary universal preschool, unquote. Watchman comment, this is nothing but state indoctrination centers for kids so they can make an impression and brainwash them Nazi style. Just how long do you think they will be universally voluntary? Call 1-607-201-5663 and record your opinion on my 24-hour voicemail recorder on this one. Do you want to see these kids indoctrinated? Is this what you want to see in your schools? Is this the change you voted for? Call me 1-607-201-5663. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 30 and 31. when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee. Continuing, Obama's big idea, digital health records. President-elect Godfather Barack Obama, as part of the effort to revive the economy, has proposed a massive effort to modernize health care by making all health care records standardized and digitized. He wants to computerize the nation's health care records in just 5 years. Watchman comment, my. Do you realize the boon to hackers that will be? That's going to be something very dangerous with your personal information this guy is going to do. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrase. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. For it is the number of a man, the number of the beast. 666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. Continuing, Israel will reap what it has sown. In a 6-to-1 ruling, the Supreme Court of Israel ordered the government to acknowledge same-sex marriages. That's right, you heard it. The original Sodom and Gomorrah group is now allowing it in. My. The government must now give tax breaks to allow gay couples to adopt children. That's even worse. Currently, the privilege to perform marriage ceremonies is held only by the rabbinate, so there are no civil ceremonies in Israel. Watchman comment, every rabbi who does this will reap Yahweh's wrath. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 29. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, rabbis, shall be cut off. Watchman comment, what abomination, you say? Oh my, no one knows the scriptures anymore. Well, how about this scripture? Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lieth with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Now think about that, rabbis. Continuing. USA Florida conservatives fight transgender restroom rule. The city commission approved the restroom provision by a 4-3 vote a year ago before long opponents began working for its appeal. Opponents want to repeal the new protection with a March 24 ballot that has divided Gainesville, Florida, a generally gay-friendly university city surrounded by staunchly conservative North Florida. Watchman comment, Gainesville, Florida, do you believe there is a holy God? If so, you better repent and change this law before it sends you to hell. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Continuing, diesel fumes linked to lung cancer. According to a new study published in the January issue of the Journal of the Environmental Health Perspectives, workers in the trucking industry with an estimated 20 years on the job have an elevated risk of lung cancer with each increasing year of work due to their diesel fume exposure. There were 4,306 deaths and 779 cases of lung cancer from 1985 through 2000. Watchman comment, just thought some of you truckers listening might want to know this. If you are listening by shortwave or the internet or podcasting or some other way, please call, tell me which way you're listening, my 24-hour voicemail recorder with your comment on this report. 1-607-201-5663. Tell me the state you heard this in, and if you were in your truck at the time, and by what method you heard it. 1-607-201-5663. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my work unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Continuing, a homosexual bishop participated in the inaugural of Obama. The Right Reverend V. Gene Robinson. And the reason why they didn't put what the V is, because that V stands for Vicky of New Hampshire, who was elected the Episcopal Church's first openly gay bishop in 2003, delivered the invocation on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson told you Obama was consulting this homosexual apostate all through the campaign. Now you know that it is true. Vicky Gene Robinson, my. I guess he's the female half of the homo relationship. My. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 12. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out. And this, Obama says life without a church community difficult. President-elect Barack Obama, who last year quit his church over inflammatory remarks by its former pastor, said he finds life without a spiritual community difficult. And he said he and his wife Michelle plan to step up their search for a place of worship. Watchman comment, will it be homosex Vicky Gene Robinson's church? Jude chapter 1 verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Then Luke chapter 17, verse 30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. My. Watchman comment, Jesus coming can't be far away now. Continuing. Expert calling for a U.S. depression. Professor Peter Morici, a former chief economist at the U.S. International Trade Commission, said the American economy is in a worse condition than a recession. Among other factors, Morici said, he noted 2.6 million payroll jobs have been lost since February 2007. The economy contracted at about 5% annual rate in the fourth quarter. This looks worse than a recession to me, said the professor. Watchman comment, now that's the truth. And you heard it first from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson months ago. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, new online visa travel rules to the U.S. take effect. New rules went into effect requiring people traveling to the U.S. under the Visa Waiver Program to register online in advance, instead of filling out paper forms in flight or at the airport. The new program, designed to improve U.S. security, has been voluntary since August, but became mandatory Monday, January the 12th. Travelers are now being asked to fill out the forms at least 72 hours in advance of travel. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watchman comment, why flee? Because it's setting up 666, the mark, coming to an airport near you soon. Continuing, feds predict economy will get worse. The U.S. economy is likely to deteriorate further this year, and unemployment will rise into 2010, according to the latest forecast from the staff of the Federal Reserve. This bleak forecast was presented to Fed policymakers when they met last month and lowered interest rates to near zero. Low interest rates are only one key tool the central bank uses to try to spur economic activity. According to the minutes from that meeting, the central bank is now predicting that gross domestic product, the broadcast measure of economic activity, will fall in 2009. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee. Continuing, Ohio Ag Department, a state's top cop, sued for food co-op raid. It's been over a month since a team of 10 heavily armed sheriff deputies at the behest of the county and state agencies conducted an aggressive midday search and seizure raid of the home of John and Jacqueline Stowers, owners of the organic food co-op called Manna Storehouse in LaGrange, Ohio, and tore their world apart. The couple has not yet been charged with a crime, but they don't have to wait to become defendants in a trial. They're the plaintiffs in a court action launched by two advocacy groups on their behalf. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Continuing, Texas kills road plan at heart of North American conspiracy talk. The Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. The executive director of the Texas Department of Transportation admitted as much when he unveiled the new plan for handling cross-state traffic in Texas. The new plan is known as the Initiative Connectivity in Texas Vision 2009. It's like a much leaner, more restricted version of the Trans-Texas Corridor Plan, which was originally unveiled by Governor Rick Perry in 2001. Watchman comment, I told you it would come up by a new name. No, 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 it is not dead. It's just being reborn under that new name. But, is it the old North American Union warmed over? It just might be. Genesis chapter 35, verse 2. Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Watchmen, the garment has not been changed, just the name of the garment. Continuing, a new plan in Congress would let the Attorney General ban guns at will. A perfect storm is developing for Second Amendment opponents that could allow President-elect Barack Obama's choice for Attorney General Eric Holder to ban guns at will, despite the 2008 affirmation from the U.S. Supreme Court that the U.S. citizens have a right to bear arms. The submission is H.R. 1022 by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy and 67 co-sponsors. The plan would allow the U.S. Attorney General, possibly Holder, to add on to the list of guns banned to the public, like any semi-automatic rifle or shotgun originally designed for military use or law enforcement use, or a firearm based on the design of such a firearm that is not particularly suitable for sporting purposes as determined by the Attorney General. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned you weeks, maybe months ago, that this was coming to the USA. It's here! Is this the change that you voted for? Is this the Democratic change that you want? Jude chapter 3, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. Continuing, Kissinger says, Obama primed to create new world order. According to Henry Kissinger, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Secretary of State under President Nixon, conflicts across the globe and an international respect for Barack Obama have created the perfect setting for establishment of a new world order. The president-elect is coming into office at a moment when there is upheaval in many parts of the world simultaneously, Kissinger is saying. His task, or Obama's task, will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity, says Kissinger. The phrase New World Order traces back at least as far as 1940 when author H.G. Wells, remember he was a science fiction guy, he was the one that wrote The War of the Worlds, and it looks like it might be coming, only it's not going to be aliens, it's going to be our alien government. Continuing, when H.G. Wells used it as the title of a book about a socialist, unidentified, one-world government. My. That book was 1984. Is Big Brother watching you? Continuing. A California earthquake would accelerate U.S. mortgage meltdown. The annual Global Climate and Catastrophe Report highlights that the lack of mandatory earthquake insurance in the state of California would result in high levels of mortgage default should an earthquake occur. Approximately 86% of Californian homeowners do not have earthquake coverage, despite most of them having mortgaged their homes. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, my friends. Continuing, police arrest parishioners at New Orleans church. police cleared out two New Orleans Catholic churches occupied by former parishioners opposed to the archdiocese decision to close them, breaking down a door at one of them. Two protesters were arrested, and at least two more were issued citations, police said. The church viewed the parishioners as trespassers and called police after the protesters repeatedly refused to leave. Watchman comment, "There you go, my Catholic friends. That is what the Vatican thinks of you. Get out. We closed you down. How can they close God down?" Revelation chapter 16, verse 19. "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God."
The question is, when will you bow? Will you bow now, or will you bow later? Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Why not humble yourself now? Don't worry about who is following and who isn't. Make up your own heart. Make up your own mind that you'll follow Jesus today.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Thank you for listening, my friends. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in any way, please call or write and let me know. For your tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, letters of support and blessing, write Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797, that's the zip code, in the USA. That 24-hour voicemail number again is 1-607-201-5663. This program is listener-supported, and I am struggling to keep all the programs on the air. If you can send an offering, please call and let me know it's coming. I need to make some decisions of cancellation soon. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record anytime. 1-607-201-5663. Then write SIGNS. P.O. Box 122 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 13797 USA. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these end times that we live in. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next programs, Mondays and Wednesdays, both at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and an all-prophecy news program a little earlier, like tonight, at 10:30 p.m. on Thursdays, Eastern Time, Superstation WWRB, 3.185. Now, if you missed all or part of tonight's all-news program, it is being repeated temporarily on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's a little earlier for some of you that have trouble falling asleep waiting for the program like I do at 11 p.m. Or you can listen clearly at any time with no shortwave interference on my website. The program that you just heard is posted there on Fridays. www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 audio files now to listen to or download on the site free. neaiga.org. Until the next time that we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship, I salute you all in the love of Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ in your heart, what's to fear about the end times? Jesus loves you, I love you, and all the signs ministers love you also. Maranatha, our good friends, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.